This happened at school because he had pushed a kid. He was standing up for a girl in school. He pushed the kid hit a locker, and I think he got 2 or 3 stitches in his head.
But the kid touched the girl that he wasn't supposed to touch.
He was sticking up for her, and supposedly they got it on camera. When I walked into the courtroom with Chad, all the kids were like on the right-hand side, standing up waiting their turn. And the victim's mother was there at the court, and she wanted to speak on Chad's behalf. And Chivarella didn't even want to hear from me, from the victim, from nobody. Just, he knew what he was going to do before we even got in there. We were there in front of him less than 2 minutes, and he sentenced him to 90 days at Camp Adams. He sentenced him, threw down his gavel, and they shackled him.
As if he killed somebody.
Pushed him up against a wall, and all the kids that were in the courtroom, then they were all shackled together and walked out, like in a chain gang. My heart dropped. I was not expecting anything like that at all. I didn't get to kiss him goodbye. I didn't get to hug him. Nothing. They just let him straight out of the courtroom.
I was 14 at the time. I didn't even know what to do, if I should be mad or just cry at the moment. I couldn't even think straight.
I didn't know where to go, where to turn, who to talk to. I didn't even know how I was going to drive home. I had to pull over a couple of times on the way home.
I think what they should do is all the time together that he put people away, they should add it all up, and that's how long he should get.